All right, gentlemen. Hawks get the win last night in their opener. And
First place Hawks.
First place Hawks, yes.
Yeah, first place.
And they're trending.
Maybe a tie.
At this rate, they'll go 82-0, right?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, as I said to open the show, I looked at last night watching this game as a burden because I don't really like October NBA basketball. But, you know, there's some new faces on the Hawks. You're hoping for something to be excited about, something to be optimistic about. And I saw it last night, certainly.
That's right.
Caw-caw.
I just feel like I I've mentioned this a number of times. I keep saying it. I'm ready to be hurt again. But there is something to be said about the youth that you feel around this team and the grittiness and the hunger that you hope they display, right? Obviously, Zachary Richey does not start last night. DeAndre Hunter does. But, you know, watching him step in, hit the three-pointer, Dyson and Daniels playing good defense throughout the game.
That really stood out for me. That's one of the things I teased about being really excited about was Dyson Daniels actually showing some offensive acumen as well.
I agree. And just all the way around, man. Jalen Johnson coming fresh off the extension. Obviously, you know, still getting things done. Probably, honestly, the most important player we have. Then Trae Young, just an extra spring in his step, even though he looks like he's 10 years older than he did last year.
Playing with joy.
I just think that there is something to be said about the mindset that I saw last night. And it was a closer game than you wanted it to be. You didn't hit your free throws. Shots weren't falling as easily as you wanted to. But I don't know, man. I'm just intrigued. I think that's the word I'm looking for right now. I'm just intrigued by this team.
It was energizing to watch a team on the court that looked and felt energized in their play instead of watching a team that feels like they're going through the motions and they don't like each other on the court.
I looked at this team last night. I thought they look like they like each other.
Having fun.
Celebrating with each other, having fun.
And I think that it's all due to the fact that Trae Young has a beard.
Yes.
Oh, it is. He's now like the avuncular uncle.
He has now became my favorite bearded player in the NBA.
Man,
Trae Young.
And on a side note, the DeJounte news coming out of New Orleans last night that he
that's unfortunate, dude. I hate it.
Fractured hand in his Pelicans debut is just enough to make you nauseous.
Well, you hear things here and there about how you know when things end like they did. Let's be honest. I don't think it was the nicest split in the world. It becomes toxic, and you saw that on the court from this team last season. All that said, I love DeJounte Murray. I love the way he plays. He has that killer instinct in him on the court. I absolutely hate it for him because he needed a fresh start in New Orleans. Yeah. And to start with it getting injured, it's so unfortunate. I hope he recovers quickly and can play still a good portion of the season.
Well, and to Rob's point, it's October. Right. Trae had the fractured hand. He had surgery last year and he was out, 4 to 6 weeks, something like that. You would hope that by the time the calendar turns that DeJounte can be back to kind of full health and still have the season that a lot of people were hoping.
And it depends on the player, too. I mean, if it was Ben Simmons, he'd be out till 2027. But since it's DeJounte Murray, I expect him to be back before the season.
What position was Ben Simmons playing last? Oh, Dylan's on the phone. Oh, he was in the building. I kept checking back on my TV going, what is going on here? So. I don't know, man. They had weird structure with that last night.
Kongu last night, 28 points, so career high. He was playing with his hair on fire.
Shot lights
deeper
out.
Deeper team, better defensive team.
Hopefully
a fun watch.
What's your initial thought when you see Kongu have a night like that on night one of the season?
Can you please duplicate it?
That's exactly. To your point, I'm going, man, is this a new Kongu?
Yep.
Or is it like, man, I hate that we leaned on Okongwu to get 2080. You know what I mean? Like, two different storylines kind of going on simultaneously in my head going, it's night one. Man, it's awesome. Newfound freedom, shooting the ball. And then I'm like, man, that was a tighter game than we wanted to. And somehow we had to get a career night just to pull that one off against one of the worst teams in the NBA.
They're not the worst team in the NBA yet. Right now they're just 0-1. Or they were 0-0 when you played them. So let's, you know, I don't like that. Don't put that bad vibe out there.
Well, what did Vegas have the Hawks
at? They were undefeated.
Over-under, was it 36.5?
36, what you said earlier.
I think it's something along those. Clearly, this is a team that can win 42 games, can't they? I hope.
Okay. That's where we're at. I'll tell you something. All I know is the Brooklyn Nets came in here last night undefeated, and the Hawks gave them their first loss. Yeah. See, that's how you got to think about it, Mike. How am I the positive one?
I never imagined that this segment would lead to Bo giving me advice on how to be positive, but here we are. I appreciate it, and I appreciate that advice. It's a
bad luck slept rock over there.
It's not big time Bo or badman Bo. It's bright side Bo. You know what I mean? Bo Stradamus.
You know, I don't like how y'all have a name for me for every mood. It's not like I have mood swings or anything. I'm pretty even keel.
Yeah. All right, Sybil.
No, I was going to say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm judging you. I'm not going to do it. Anyways.